You're listening to the Journey Podcast. In today's episode, we explore how yoga and holistic healing are connected and how yoga can help with healing trauma. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Petra Brunbauer, and with decades of experience with sadness, pain, anxiety, and stress, I finally figured out how to leave all that behind. And this podcast shows you how to break free permanently so you can reclaim your sanity and find the self-esteem and energy to go after the life you desire. With real talk about mental health, holistic healing, and the tough journey of coming out the other end, this is the Journey Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. Trauma not only manifests itself mentally and emotionally, but it can also affect us physically. Chronic pain and mobility issues can stem from trauma and create discomfort and disease in the body. As a survivor of trauma, Vicky Hardy incorporates yoga and myofascial release into her own healing practice and into her work with clients and yoga students. Her unique approach to nourishing the nervous system and creating a sense of safety can support mental and physical healing. In this episode, we explore the connection between yoga and holistic healing and how trauma-informed yoga can be a bridge back to well-being and finding joy in life. Vicky is a wellness practitioner with a background in applied science. She is an experienced registered yoga teacher and teacher trainer, specializing in myofascial release, self-massage, and the practical application of movement and mindfulness. Vicky works with you to create a greater sense of ease in your body, physically and mentally, utilizing techniques to release tension, relieve discomfort, and improve your mobility and range of motion. It is Vicky's heart work to support survivors of trauma, abuse, and domestic violence. Building upon her own lived experience, she offers individualized programs developed in consultation with you to empower resilience and meet your specific needs. With a focus on presence, safety, and reconnection, Vicky provides you with tools to nourish your nervous system, rebuild your sense of self, and inspire your excitement for life. When she's not at one of the local studios, you'll find her barefoot at the beach with Blossom, her friendly Australian shepherd dog, jumping in the ocean all year round, often washing off the dirt from her veggie patch. Let's meet Vicky Hardy. Hi, Vicky. It's so great to have you on the podcast. I'm excited to explore yoga and well-being with you today. So welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Petra. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on board.
Yes, I'm very excited to get started. So can you share a little bit about yourself and how you got into this work?
Sure, I'd love to. Look, I started practicing yoga a very long time ago now. I was drawn to it because of a physical injury. So I have a hereditary problem with my spine and have utilized yoga for about 15 years to manage that as a physical problem. That kind of led me into this journey with the practice, and through a really sort of challenging relationship previously, and developing a whole lot of tools around that to kind of support myself through, I guess, the challenges that have come up through my life. And then I just started sharing what I knew. So I ended up doing a teacher training just for my own interest and landing in a job, and have been kind of teaching ever since and haven't really looked back, to be honest. I can't imagine doing anything else yet. Yeah, it was a little accidental, but it's definitely where I'm supposed to be.
And so how do you work with yoga when it comes to trauma and anxiety? You mentioned a little bit about your own physical pain, and how do you incorporate yoga into that journey?
So for me, the management of physical pain has come a lot from a functional movement point of view, and utilizing yoga and breath work and mindfulness techniques in order to sort of accept my body and accept limitations and, I guess, the challenges that brings, because I'm not an old body, but I guess my physical limitations make me feel different. And then trauma has a visceral or a physical impact on our bodies quite often. So I like to use both yoga in a traditional, like, asana sense in terms of movement and shape, but also incorporate a practice of myofascial release, so self-massage using balls and blocks to release stored energy. So oftentimes I'll find that I'm working with clients who've come from sort of a domestic violence or abusive familial or relationship situation. And these sorts of histories don't lend themselves very well to physical therapy or body work. However, we still have this accumulation of tension, of trauma, of discomfort in the physical body that often comes from a more mental or historic background. So I teach people to use tools, props, balls, their own hands and bodies to access those areas of tension and release physically through the body to create more space physically and mentally.
Wow, I love that. That sounds amazing. And I guess you could also apply this to work with chronic pain then, if you're experiencing anything that's come from either trauma or anxiety or stress that you've experienced and you have chronic pain that you're dealing with. Your method of exploring yoga would work really well with that as well.
Absolutely. I think that all of these bodies are really interwoven, right? And so separating physical discomfort and mental unrest, stress, anxiety, upset is really not possible. I mean, I guess it's possible, but I don't think it's practical. So I think that we can marry these two things together and create a holistic view of the body and pain on multiple levels and work both physically with the physical discomfort as well as with the breath body and the mental body. And it's this pathway of sort of acceptance and exploration that we can work through multiple levels and create really deep healing on a cellular level.
Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. And if listeners are wondering a little bit about what yoga looks like, so what could they expect if they're working with you? What would the yoga that you have them do look like, or what kind of things would they be looking to do to work with their traumas or anxiety?
Sure. So I work both one-on-one with clients and in a group setting. Depending on the client, it's a really quite a personal journey. So yoga can look like asana, which is a physical practice. So, you know, the typical thing that you might think of yoga is what you see in the world, which is in Western society, which is a movement practice quite frequently. Most often, if we're working with trauma or mental health issues, it's a much more still practice. However, depending on the person, if you're in a sort of hypervigilant, hyper-aware state mentally, that has an effect on your nervous system, right? And we're always on the lookout for danger sort of zone in our nervous system. And so it's all about settling that. And so we can access regulation of the nervous system either through a physical practice that is movement and linked with breath. So I work a lot with the breath and the movement of energy that we can create through that. So it might look like a physical practice where we move in time with the client's breathing. And then that can kind of lead into a practice of more stillness, because quite often if we've experienced trauma in our lives, being still is actually really difficult. Being quiet in your mind, you might have experienced that in your time or with clients, where sitting still and as soon as your body becomes still, then you're kind of like, let's quieten down the mind. The mind's like, pew, 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 here's all of the things. And so we'll work from a physical movement point of view and then move into more of a stillness practice. And then I like to marry both a restorative and yin practice. So this is supported with props and long held shapes that are deliberately designed to open the parts of the body that are closed or facilitate deep rest. So we're looking to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is this place of rest, of digestion, where the body can heal itself, and pair that perhaps with acupressure points or this myofascial release techniques, where we're accessing the physical tensions of the body or the discomfort where it manifests. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. That gives me a really good picture of what I would be looking at if I wanted to try this. And can anybody start yoga at any time, or is there sort of a physical requirement or anything that somebody has to be fit before they start this? Or can anyone that wants to heal with you start the yoga program?
Absolutely anybody at any time. Honestly, when I started practicing yoga, I was not fit and I was not flexible. I also had this kind of hesitation, right? Because there's a whole lot of stuff out there. But I've worked with people from children through to, I think my oldest client is 84. So there's a great range of difference in mobility and in fitness, which obviously isn't all age related, but just so you get an idea of the different kinds of things. And like I mentioned, I have a chronic back injury. So really, yoga is the practice that is here to meet anybody wherever they are. And it's all about tuning in with this introspection, getting familiar with what your body is capable of, and accepting where you are and playing with it, right? It's an exploration that's really individual and can meet anyone at any point.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. And when you said that it'll meet anyone where they're at, I think that is so great to have this individual work that you can do with yoga and really take people from where they are now and bring them to the point of where they'd like to be in their healing journey. That is amazing. And you mentioned the back problems that you have yourself. So yoga obviously is also possible for people who have maybe restrictions or injuries, and they could work with you on that as well then and still do the yoga.
Absolutely. My suggestion for people that have any sort of physical pain or chronic injuries or problems is to find a practitioner who is aware of that sort of practice. So either people that have worked with themselves or have a background sort of in more limitation or more challenging bodies, right? So I wouldn't necessarily suggest, hey, go along to your yoga studio and just join in a regular class, but there's absolutely ways that we can work with tons of different limitations. So self-massage can be really useful for people with chronic pain injuries or chronic pain issues such as like fibromyalgia and other challenges like that. And also when we're working with sort of physical limitations, depending on what is helpful, we can either work with a physical practice that's based on strengthening, or we can work with sort of slow-paced mobilizing movements. So yin yoga can be really useful for people that have got specific injuries as well related to the fascia. There's sort of different levels of yoga and different practices of yoga. Over the last sort of 15 years, I've explored quite a few different avenues. I get a little bit nerdy. For me, it's really interesting to play with all of these different layers and then sort of puzzle together what works for different people on an individual level. So if you're working with chronic pain or an injury or recovery from trauma, I would suggest working sort of one-on-one or in small groups with practitioners who are deliberately there for you, because it might require a little extra support. But my goal is to facilitate people to a point where they don't need me anymore. So where perhaps you want to enter a yoga studio, or perhaps you can develop your own yoga practice. And realistically, I just want to provide people with these tools that they can use and take the parts of that that work for them and let go of anything that doesn't, and create a easy bite-sized practice that they can put into place to support them through whatever their journey looks like. Because healing's not linear, and it's definitely, there's no one size fits all for bodies, whether it comes to yoga, trauma, injury, any of it, right? Life is not one size fits all, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on that. I find that really, really helpful to learn about yoga and how it can help people, even if they do have physical limitations or injuries. That's fantastic. And I'm curious, what kind of clients do you usually work with, and what difficulties do they experience, maybe even in regards to mental health? Is there sort of a theme that you find? Is there something that comes up time and time again, or is it just a little bit of everything when you work with clients?
So I generally have two sort of kinds of clients: people who have physically been injured, or perhaps are working with their chronic pain challenges, who've seen sort of physios and chiropractors and body workers and other sorts of practitioners and haven't been able to manage their issues, in which case we're working much more on a physical level, but of course there's layers behind that. And I also work frequently with women who've come from traumatic backgrounds, so familial violence or domestic violence or abusive relationships. So with that, we're looking again at working with the nervous system, right? So I think that all healing, that might be a little bit of a generalization, but personally, my experience is that if nervous system is dysregulated, it's very difficult, or I would say impossible, but I don't like to use that word, to heal or to move forward or to make anything sort of stick or work. So the work that we do is focused around figuring out the best way for particular clients to regulate their nervous system, to settle themselves and to create this solid foundation for which their healing journey can be built upon. And it's about peeling back the layers that these traumas have built walls. We've built walls to survive and to protect ourselves. Yeah, and we need to sort of let go of these limitations and these walls and these structures that we've built in order to kind of come back to who we are at the core, because essentially we're all born as a whole human, healthy and worthy. And that, I believe, is inside all of us, no matter what's happened. It's a space of safety to foster that self-inquiry and discovery and exploration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for explaining that. And could you go over some of your own programs and services so listeners can get a feel for how they could work with you or connect with you in their healing journey?
Of course. So I work both one-on-one and in a group setting with clients. So the easiest way to find me is through Instagram. One-on-one, we work on a 12-week program, which is based around creating space, settling the nervous system, sort of getting to know yourself as you are, where you are, and starting to settle the nervous system and looking at why things are the way they are. I like to both marry sort of a background in science and current research along with these traditional yoga practices and mindfulness practices and explain to you why it works, why we do what we do, and then provide you with the practices and the tools that you can use. Over around an 8-week series, we kind of peel back the different layers of the nervous system and we put in different practices for self-regulation and breath practices and tools that you can utilize in daily life. And then we continue with that for the 12-week period, because we're trying to create a particular structure that you can then use for the rest of your life, right? And it takes about 66 days, which is 10-ish weeks, to create a habit on average. And I like to make sure that we can work a little longer and really solidify this on a level so that it sort of becomes second nature and it doesn't require work. Often it's challenging in the beginning to put practices in place, right? But once they become part of your daily routine and your habits, it's just there and it becomes part of who you are. So that's one way. And then in a group setting, I have some shorter programs where we can work. So I run a program for women who specifically have come from abusive relationships or domestic violence background. And that's only open to people by application, because it's a safe space. Yeah, so I want to be able to open up conversation with clients and clients to have with each other in order to move through whatever's come up. I think that community plays a huge part in the recovery from abuse, and speaking about what's happened to you has a way of freeing you from its hold. So a smaller group program where we only work sort of 10 clients at a time, and again, about settling the nervous system and about creating yourself as a safe space, getting comfortable in your body again, perhaps working towards touch as well. So again, these barriers that we build against ourselves, I think after we experience violence from those are supposed to love us, right? Supposed to care for us. Oftentimes we can be quite opposed or resistant to physical touch. And so through self-massage, we can both release the fascia, the tissues, the trauma, the physical discomfort in the body, but we can also start to get used to this physical sensation again, which can lead to the body work and can lead to physical comfort from other humans.
Wow. I love all the programs that you offer. They sound fantastic and they do sound like such a safe space for women who are in need of healing and who have experienced trauma to come to you and work with you and really experience that safety and the healing for themselves. And we will be linking to all of Vicky's offerings in the show notes as well. So be sure to check those out for ways to contact her and for her programs and services. And this has been another incredible episode. And I really hope our listeners have enjoyed our journey into yoga and well-being as much as I have. It has been fantastic chatting with you on the podcast, Vicky. Thank you so much for your time today.
That's my pleasure. I hope that the listeners get something useful out of that. And if anyone's got any questions, I'm heaps happy to be contacted.
Great. Thank you so much. I am sure that they will and that they have enjoyed it as much as I have speaking with you and listening to you, because you bring so much wisdom in this amazing work that you do. So thank you again so much and take care, Vicky.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen in. If you enjoy the Journey podcast, please subscribe, share on social media, and leave us a review. And be sure to get your copy of our brand new ebook called Break Free. Sending you love and courage, and see you next week. Until then, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Journey blog.